and shine, rise and shine. Hey, Hardy, wake up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding.
Well, how'd you sleep last night?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a prance on Hansel all in fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Tonight, Linger, what for breakfast?
Dude, apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go.
The Zero 900 Show with Craig Flowers.
Huevos.
How's it going?
The gray twilight that knows not victory nor defeat from the high ground of 360. It's USC Texas here in the ATX. Get on in there and get on in there. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Texas, Texans, and everybody that got here as fast as you could. There are a lot of states that are great, but there's only one great state. So remember why you came, what you left, and don't mess with Texas. It's Texas, USC. And by golly, we got the big O in-house. You are listening live from the banks.
Good morning, Austin.
Of a wet 360 with 075 Casey on the heels of the big Uggs. Huevos pushing the buttons. Oh, this is going to be a dandy.
Oh, yeah.
Bevo Boulevard will be lit. Bring your ponchos, your huevos, your titos, and get on in there and get on in there.
It don't even matter if it's raining.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't matter.
It's going to be a good one. Now, remember, a lot of these players that are going to be playing in this here game, yes, they've seen the Longhorn Network and they've seen the 2005 championship, but they were 6 or 7 years old, Big O.
Wow, that's crazy.
And so some of the things that Casey talks about.
They have no idea.
No. I mean, they can be told about it.
That's right.
They can watch the visuals, but they haven't felt it. Last year it was a game that should have been won, could have been won, and they remember that now. They can draw from that experience, but it's going to be a packed house here in Austin.
Yeah.
B-Caves is not backed up like an all-cheese diet, but it will be. But it will be as all the folks are making it in from around the great state to be at this gem of a game that's going to occur. And I've got predictions on this one. It's going to overtime, in my opinion.
I could see that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You can count on it. I'm calling it right now.
Got
it's going to be 26-17 Texas over USC in overtime.
We step it up this week?
No question.
Get it in.
It's going to be a gritty, gutsy performance. Gritty, gutsy's all about this show today. The Horned Frogs are going to have to bring it.
Ooh.
Not just sing it.
Yeah. Horned Frogs don't just rib it.
It's game day from the Commons, my friend.
Yeah, they get it done.
In Fort Worth. Yeah. They're playing at Jerry's World, of course. Jerry has created his own world. Boy, while he's creating worlds, might want to take care of business. I guess that pays the bills.
Jerry's World. It's like a state fair carnival over there, man.
Need a little Tom Landry in Jerry's World.
Ooh.
UT legend.
Oh, yeah.
People forget that.
Well,
really,
talk about that.
They forget
much.
That. Really, I promise.
Yeah, that's big time.
No doubt about it. So I'll be grilling some doves and we got folks coming in, Big O. It's gonna be I've got it all planned out here.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna wrap some stuff and of course jalapeno cheese, all that stuff is all mixed in. But
Colonel, you know good food, man.
Coach,
you get me going.
Coach,
you know
I
good
don't
food.
Stutter on
nah,
that.
Nah, you know good food.
Although, you know, they were talking about Rat earlier in the week. You know, they were talking
about
Rat, Bucky and Aaron.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bucky's not gonna eat any rat.
He's not. He said he would die before he would eat a rat.
Not me.
And I said, you are wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong, Buckles.
No.
You're really, really wrong, yeah. Buckles. I promise.
If the plane crashed and I didn't survive, I give you the freedom to eat for 3 months on me.
For the fiscal year.
I'm letting you know whether you agree or not.
I got the green light.
If you die, I'm going to put your face in the snow. We are going to barbecue.
Oh, man. I spent a week in the French with the French Foreign Legion in South America in French Guiana, where they filmed the famous movie Papillon, which many of you listeners driving Papillon. Into the ATX will remember Papillon from Dustin.
What does that mean?
Kaufman. It means butterfly, my friend.
Papillon. Ooh, I can remember that.
There you go.
I'm call my daughter Papillon.
But we ate rat, but it was a different kind of rat. This Johnny stood about 18 inches tall. And
Nutra?
Lived in the jungle.
Like Nutra?
Yeah, exactly.
Louisiana. The Nutra.
I was in Louisiana. I thought I was in French Guiana. I was in Louisiana.
You're in Louisiana in the swamps.
Hey, tonight's going to be a gritty, gritty game. It's going to overtime. So just, pace yourselves in Bevo Boulevard.
Let's go get in a fight, Longhorns.
Let's go. It's going to be an OT. It's going to be a gritty game. And, you know, when you talk about grit, when you talk about courage, when you talk about selfless service to a cause, that reminds me this morning, Huevos, of this morning's morning story. You there, Will?
The morning story.
a little slow on the trigger.
Wouldn't work for a second.
In September 12th, 2002, a young man who was an outstanding high school football player on the defensive side of the ball. We've played defense, and you played offense, Big O.
Mm-hmm.
Had his heart set on playing college football and was good enough to do that. But discovered as he went through the process, as coaches were talking to him, that, hey, we really haven't taken care of business at home as a young 15, 16, 17-year-old to set the conditions so that we can excel and play at the next level beyond high school to play football. Oh, we have the physical talent. We've got the character. We've got the heart. We're a great teammate, but we're not going to be able to play yet because we've got to take care of some academic requirements by the NCAA. This is in 2002. Young man in September 12, 2002 decides, you know, I am going to play football one day, but before I do that, I'm going to join the Army. Convinces his mom, came from a single family home with a loving mom like you, Big O.
That's right.
Convinces her over and over after a few days that he needs to do this. And so he enters the Army, determined to set the records, kind of like a Nate Boyer's situation getting ready to happen. He's going to go serve in the Army and then come back and play and live out his dream. Football is part of his life forever. You ask him today, he'll tell you football is one of the top five things in his life. He thinks about it. He loves it. He studies it. April 5th, 2003, while he is deployed, driving a Humvee, only for a brief moment driving the Humvee as they rotated drivers, he's blown up. And 34% of his body is burned. Long story, moves to BAMSI, Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, the burn center, the best burn center in the world. He wakes up there and his mom arrives just 2 hours after he's been hooked up and arrives in BAMSI after the treatment in Europe where they sent him right after his accident. And by the way, I forgot to mention that during the accident, as he's in the Humvee, A family member who passed away years ago comes to visit him, and he mentions it clear in his mind, someone he'd never met before, but someone who he had been to their graveside and said, you're going to be okay. He wakes up at Brooke Army Medical Center at Fort Sam Houston in the great state. Mom is with him. She's flown in. She's living in Georgia at the time. She flies in to see her baby. He recovers. 2-3 years, countless surgeries, football still in his heart. After being challenged by a friend to go to an open rehearsal, he goes to an open rehearsal to be an actor, and now suddenly he's cast on the soap opera, All My Children.
All My Children.
A show in the 80s that most college baseball players, to include the Horned Frogs, would watch before we went out to practice. We would watch All My Children. Luke, Laura, you remember that, you listeners, driving into the ATX. Oh, he was cast on All My Children in the soap opera. Then after that, he gets quite a following on the soap opera. He's got chops. He's a handsome man with a great personality, unafraid, unabashed to talk about and embrace his accident. And he was blown up abroad serving for those here at home. Then he's cast on Dancing with the Stars in its 13th year. Becomes the fan favorite. And with the quick time dance, wins the gosh darn thing. Wins Dancing with the Stars. Football still in his heart. His name is J.R. Martinez. And he has moved here to the ATX. And is now a respected member of our Texas community. a great father, a great husband, a successful actor with chops, a successful Dancing with the Stars champion, still a football fan.
Come
on. A story of grit. And that's this morning's morning story. And J.R. Martinez joins us live here in studio with the Big O. J.R., good morning.
JR. What an intro.
Yeah, he's a man.
It's like pause and the drama. We got to go on the road.
Hey, it happens to be true.
You got to cut my intro reel. You got to be the voiceover for that, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that was just like, I felt like, I'm looking back at the door, who's walking in? It's going to be an awesome person walking in. And it's just like, oh, that's me. Thank you for that introduction.
Man.
Thank you, the both of you, for sharing, your stage with me this morning. I'm excited to be here, and obviously on a pretty big day for Longhorn football, right?
No question about it.
It's a pretty big day.
Yep. Now, are you going to have the opportunity to go to the game tonight, or are you just going to be dialed in with the Big O watching all of these incredible games?
I'm going to be watching all of these incredible games. I'm going to be at home. It's funny because, as you alluded to, we just moved here. Mm-hmm. My family and I, we just moved here about 2 months ago. So we just got our couch about a week and a half ago. We're still kind of making it a home. So for me, a lot of our neighbors have invited us. Hey, come on, let's go do this. Hey, let's go do that. And my wife and I are looking at each other like, hey, there's going to be a time for that.
Right.
But right now, we just want to be home.
That's good.
We just want to be,
slow it down.
Exactly. We just want to plant our butts on this couch and just kind of enjoy that. So tonight, I'll be indoors with the family and trying to bring my wife up to the culture and the importance of football. Because she's a New Yorker, so
there you go. You got to explain that.
Yeah, football's not something they really pay attention to because of those Jets up there. She's a Queens girl, so the JET Jets is not much really.
Jets.
There's not much chanting going up there. So for her, football, it's there.
That's right.
But it's not a way of life.
There you go.
So it's
a way of life here.
Exactly. And so I learned that because prior to my injury and going down to San Antonio. I've never been to Texas before, I actually have. I was 16. I came here to Houston for a brief stint, but I actually never necessarily lived here or really knew anybody from here to really kind of bring me up to speed on kind of the Texas, football, right? But I heard growing up, I was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and crossed the bridge and lived in Bossier City, Louisiana, for the first 9 years of my life. And at the age of nine, coming from a single family home, my mom said, hey, we're going to move. And I was kind of accustomed to moving, but essentially kind of in the same, in Bossier. And I thought, okay, here we go again. My mom has to find affordable housing because, the job's always changing. And she said, no, we're going to move out of state. And I said, what state? She said, we're going to move to Arkansas. And I said, is that even in the United States? I had no idea where Arkansas was. And I said, we're in Arkansas. She said, Hope. But I said, Hope, Arkansas. But I didn't have a choice at the age of nine. And so, I pretty much grew up in Hope, Arkansas, was there till the end of my junior year. And I heard even in Arkansas, if you're going to play football, you're going to be in Texas. Texas is the place to be, but there's some other states as well. But Arkansas wasn't one of them, and I knew I started to kind of orchestrate because I started to kind of notice that there was this, my mom had a fear being a single mother that if I got involved in a lot of negative things, that physically there would be no way for her to to kind of stop me. So her solution was to put me in an environment where there was absolutely nothing going on, which was Hope, Arkansas, which she absolutely succeeded. There was absolutely nothing going on. However, when I got into high school, her fears became a reality. There was a lot of drugs, a lot of gangs, a lot of violence in that community at that time.
No, really?
Yeah. No. And I just kind of, I saw a lot of my teammates, would honestly, 1 year they'd be practicing and on the team, and the next year they wouldn't. And a lot of them, were either dead because of violence or in jail or in and out of jail or in and out of this was the cycle. And I kind of took note of that, and I just said to myself, if I stay in this community, I become this community. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Say that again. That's important
If I stay in that community, I become that community.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought to myself, and this was interesting. So, when I talk to youth now, and, I'm sure you guys hear this all the time, especially with your own kids and their friends, and, but kids have this misconception that they don't have control of the direction of their life because of their kids. Their parents are still calling all the shots for them. But here I was at the age of 17 years old, and I orchestrated a plan for us to relocate, to leave Arkansas, and to move to Georgia.
You did that.
I did that.
That's
not
awesome,
my mom.
Man.
I did that. And I had to persuade her to buy into that. And so that's when we moved to Georgia. Yeah, but anyways, like,
I love that.
Texas football was a thing. So I have a 6-year-old daughter, so we'll be at home watching.
We're
going to
talk more about that when we come back with J.R. Martinez, the Big O 075, and Huevos Ranchos pushing the buttons. We'll be back.
Views expressed on this program do not reflect those of the Horn or any other sane human being.
I love the nightlife. I love my Bud Light. I like them cold.
Tall.
I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Tonight, no matter what you're drinking, be pretty good at it. It's going to be a long one. The texter is correct. I spouted off my wrong prediction there. It's going to be 23-17 Horns over USC tonight in overtime. So pace yourselves in the lit Bevo Boulevard. When you get on in there and get on in there, follow Chris Del Conte, CDC's
lead.
That
was a great experience last week.
I'm glad you got to
Bevo
do that.
Bevo Boulevard was great. It's so great for the fans. It's going to get the fans into every game.
Was everybody yelling, Huevos?
No, not quite. I should have wore a shirt. I should have had a shirt out there.
075.
And they would have been like, what's that on your what?
You are listening live this morning in studio from the banks of the Wet 360. 075 in here with the latest Texan to move to the great state, J.R. Martinez, outstanding high school football player whose single family home. We just told a story on the intro. You can go back and listen to that later. You know him as a champion on Dancing with the Stars. I know him as a great servant in our military who healed at Brooke Army Medical Center, place where I was born. And JR, you know, I watched a couple of videos, obviously, once. I've known of you years before, but last night I watched when you were on Dr. Drew with Jenna.
How special
of a moment was that?
Oh, it's funny because, like, my wife and I, we were actually recently looking at a lot of the videos that are on YouTube because, you know, our daughter is 6 years old, so she doesn't know really any of this. I mean, and yeah, so. Yeah. And so she came across that and she said, man, it brought tears to my eyes. And I just remember, like, Jenna, I actually brought Jenna to Dancing with the Stars for a couple of the shows, you know, and it was really cool. It was a great experience. And I think for me going on Dancing with the Stars, I think what was really awesome was because, you know, I don't know about you, sir, but when you got out, I mean, a lot of people, when I got into this motivational speaking space, and that's what I wanted to do when I got out, I was 22 right. years old, 2006. And everybody that I approached and I asked for an opportunity just to give me an audience, everybody always put me into a box and literally said that I'm just a veteran. All I'm going to do is talk about war. And honestly, physically, the doctors had pieced me back together. But what I never addressed were the emotional and mental wounds.
Wow, there you go.
And so those were always there. I just never necessarily kind of understood that. I wasn't up to par, up to speed on that dynamic of things and that scar that lives within all of us, honestly. And because of that rejection and that constant rejection, and I felt like people weren't listening to me, and I think listening and hearing, there's a difference between the two.
Oh, there's big time.
And I always jokingly tell people, if you're married, you know there's a difference between the two.
Oh, yeah.
If you're married, you know listening and hearing, that's a difference.
Sure you do.
And that sent me into a negative space where I really became angry, mm-hmm. I became depressed, I became all of those things. And that was a period when I was here in Texas. You know, I was trying to figure it out and grow up. But it was interesting because, you know, for me to go on that show, it allowed me to show the world that there were so many more layers to me and so many more layers to other people that are honestly exactly like me that are trying to come to a place of acceptance with their own identity, whatever mm-hmm. that identity is.
Talking mm-hmm. with J.R. Martinez, you know him as a champion of Dancing with the Stars season 13. You also know him from All My Children, which is a daytime soap opera. Let's call it. And we used to love it. And you got cast for that, Johnny. And I watched some of the episodes. What was the most interesting part of being cast with on All My Children?
So my first day, when I was told that I was going to be cast on that show, I said two questions. How long am I going to be on the show? They said 3 months. And I said, 3 months?
Wow.
That's a long time on a soap opera. Do you know what can happen to a character on a soap opera in 3 months?
He can die.
I mean, boring,
and come back.
And grow up, get a family, get a job, get divorced, you know, die, come back. You know, you come back and suddenly your wife is now married to your twin that you never knew you had.
Oh,
and then you're trying to convince, and we still got 8 more weeks to go.
And like, then you
got
to play the twin.
And then you got to play the twin.
Which would be hard for you.
That's only a month. Speaking of twins, you know, one of the things that when I was in, after I was injured and I saw my face and my body, of course, I went into this really negative space and I was like, oh my God, you know, I was like, well, and I, you know, when I kind of turned the corner a little bit, I said to my mom, I said, well, you know, the one good thing about this is no one will ever come up to me and say, you look like somebody I know. That'll never happen. And sure enough, about six years ago or so, this kid started something. This kid came up to me one day and there was all these people. I was out in this public space and these people were like, oh, JR, like, and this kid was probably like 9, 10 years old, and you know, and he had no clue about me or anything like that. He was a kid. And he looks up at me and he says to me, Are you famous?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, to some people, not everybody. And he pauses and then he says, are you Seal?
Oh.
And I was like, what? That kid started that, and now people come up to me, and then to the point where this guy one time, I'm leaving Easter brunch, lunch, whatever it was. My wife would call it brunch. I call it a late breakfast, early lunch. I don't know.
You're from the South.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what do you mean brunch? And we're leaving, walking out. This guy comes up to me, and he like kind of nudges me with his elbow, and he's like, hey, man. He's like, you're Seal.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no, I'm not, man. I'm not. And he says, oh, come on, man. I'm not going to tell anybody. And so I knew he was the guy that no matter what you told him, he was going to believe what he wanted to believe. Yeah. He wasn't listening.
Yeah.
And so I just said, yeah, man, I'm Seal. He's like, oh, that's cool. So it becomes a thing now where I just kind of, when I can kind of sense when people are not going to take no for an answer. So I just tell them I'm Seal. And I just wonder if Seal's out there kind of getting
Seal?
You're J.R. Martinez. Are you the guy that did an amazing quick step on dancing?
An amazing quick step.
He's like, no, that's not me.
Hey, you look like an offensive lineman out there with that quick step.
Come on.
Man, footwork, baby.
I've seen the Big O, and listen, the Longhorns are going to need a quick step today. We've talked about the offensive line performance of this team, and you have a chance between great hands or great feet. Everybody I've talked to, it's all about the feet. J.R. Martinez proved that on Dancing with the Stars.
Feet get you out of trouble. And this offensive line is getting better and better each week.
You're seeing that.
I'm seeing that. They're getting better.
So what
better
are the weak spots
week?
Of the Longhorns? Like, this is someone that's coming into it not really kind of up to par on kind of what's going on with the Longhorns in a transition.
You know, we do a character / leadership of sports type of show here. And when I think about weak spots, I'm not thinking about anything physically because all of these guys are tremendous athletes.
Right.
In my opinion, the weak spot is who's going to be the alpha dog? Who's going to be the leader? And that's what we're really missing or we're trying to develop. Is that true leader, the person that everyone looks to.
That's interesting. That's interesting you talk about that because I think that's something that is unfortunately lost, right? And in sports, you know, and we have this like when you're in high school, you know, if you're not the stud, if you're not the standout, the all-star, then right, you can't be the leader, right? Like it has to be the person that is showing up.
That's what it
looks like. But that's not true.
No, it's not.
When you talked about like, you know, me and playing football in high school, it's interesting because freshman through my junior year in Arkansas, I mean, there were studs there. And honestly, like, I mean, I was a role player. Like, I was a pretty decent player.
Yeah, you were good enough to play D2, D3 ball. And there's some great football out there.
And then I went to Georgia my senior year, walking onto the Dalton, Georgia football team, Dalton Catamounts. I was a senior. I had just come off of ankle surgery. Well. And they already had their studs there. They already had their, you know, 3-4 year starters, you know, and I walk on and they didn't know anything about me. They thought I was a freshman. Yeah. And literally first day of tryouts, you had all these guys that were stars, studs on this team that, you know, were making bad mistakes and bad plays and they'd put their head down and I'd come up to them and I didn't know who they were. They didn't know me and I'd slap them on the back and I'm like, come on, man, keep your head up, whatever. And a coach calls me into his office after practice. He says, I want you to know you made this team.
Wow, that's
awesome. Not because of your physical ability, because I was still hobbling along. I didn't do physical therapy after my surgery because we moved to Georgia. He said, I want you to know you made this team because of your attitude. And at 17, 18 years old, I had no idea what this man was talking about. I cared less what he was talking about. I was on the football team. What position was I going to play? Yep. I was going to help with the ladies. Like, that's all I cared about. And sure enough, I get on the team and I found what my role was. And I was telling someone this the other day. I was like, I was essentially a cheerleader in a football uniform.
Wow.
I mean, I knew my role was not going to be helping that team so much on the football field. It was going to be more of, honestly, there's clips of me standing on the bench with a towel, getting the crowd
That's
back
awesome.
Into it, like getting the guy. So for those Longhorn players that are in the locker room that may be listening, or the family members that know some of those kids that are related, you know, let them know, like, you don't have to be the stud, the standout. Mm-hmm. You know,
That's right.
Leadership comes in all forms.
Sure. Well, as long as you're authentic with it, which you obviously were.
You're
but
passionate
you
about it.
You can't be transient authenticity. It's got to be delivered.
Right.
And look, you know, that's exactly right. A lot of role players know your role and play it.
And too often we find ourselves looking around to find the leader, when honestly it's us.
If we're the ones
looking around, why you know, we're the ones. Take the lead, you know, grab it by the horns. And, you know, take the lead and run with it now. So,
Serve where you are. You can.
We
got
to go
right
speak to those cats. Let's go speak to those kids.
I'm game.
Let's go
you
do that.
Be great.
Let's roll up in there, triple threat. We bring Wevels. We bring Wevels with us, man.
I'm in.
He keeps us going. Keep our mics right.
Exactly.
We got to have the smoke, though, with Bevo jumping out of the smoke. How about that? Did you see that image?
Listen, I don't care who it is. It can be Bevo. It could be a horn frog. It don't matter to me.
They're going to have their hands full today. Urban Meyer will not be in Jerry's World. No, he's staying home. Saving some money on that airline ticket, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll be back from the banks of 360 on the night of the 7 o'clock kick between these Longhorns and Trojans.
Play it, boys.
Oh, yeah, the king. Does Fort Worth cross your mind? Well, it will this morning. You're watching game day, probably. From the Commons of Fort Worth, a little private school in Fort Worth, a little 8,500 students playing a little football with a red streak. Horned frogs shoot blood out of their eyes. I never got that. Seems to me it's a defense mechanism for the horned frog, is that when their enemy comes to attack them, they spit blood.
Is the blood poisonous?
No. But I don't get it. That's like an appetizer for a big man.
Yeah,
that's like a little sauce. It's like, here you go, have a taste. I never.
I'm like, is there a steak coming?
But somehow it works. I mean, if you watch any YouTube videos when you're not looking up J.R. Martinez doing the quick step, you can watch the horned frogs spitting blood off their YouTube video, and it does have an effect. So I don't know. Spit blood, do whatever you got to do here in Austin. Whatever you got to do in the Big 12 to win, whether it's spit blood or spit breakfast tacos or huevos, whatever it is, do what you got to do. Get on in there and get on
I'm
in
hungry.
There. Really, really.
I'm hungry now. I was like, I want a good Austin, Texas breakfast taco.
Oh, whoa!
I'm surprised there wasn't one sitting here
right here for you.
Yeah, normally.
I mean, that's
the
Southern way. You guys would normally.
That's the everyday.
But you did have Shipley donuts, which my wife has found, and she is like obsessed with them now.
That's
she's like, that's the best donut.
Now your wife's from New York. She's gonna want some New York pizza, which they have down in the downtown on SoCo. I mean, there's plenty of great pizza around here. It's you're gonna love it. And she's going to make the adjustment, but I know New Yorkers, they got to have that pizza.
Oh, they got
to
have a pizza.
But listen, we want to have you over to dinner to our house. And as you're moving in, you just got the couch down, you just got the cable hooked up. You should be home moving stuff in right now. But if you need any throw pillows, just call me.
Yeah, because you're trying to get rid of stuff.
Well, we've been empty nesters now for 3 weeks.
I'm trying to get rid of all these pillows.
So
my wife puts so many pillows on the couch
that when I sit on it,
I'm like slipping off the edge because it creates so much of a back of cushion that I'm like sitting on the edge of the couch.
I just had this conversation with my wife about pillows.
What's the point of this?
If you're driving in right now to the ATX, getting ready to go to the Lit Bevo Boulevard, really, really tonight, you ought to pay attention to this conversation because I had blinders on. I could not see until our last daughter went off to college. And now I did a head count.
We have 24 throw pillows on the first floor alone.
Oh,
but now we have 26 because we bought two more last week because they were on sale.
What do you do with those pillows?
Yeah, what do you?
It's the only workout only I get in the morning few, is throwing throw pillows. And then throw them back at night.
We gotta put you in that frisbee game. What's that frisbee, like the competitive frisbee?
Yeah.
Where, you know, because you got that wrist action.
Oh,
down.
Don't say that.
Why?
That's wrong. It's not in Austin. Don't say frisbee.
Oh, what is it?
People
disc?
Are offended.
Oh, it's a disc.
People are very offended. What's you got to ask it? Bucky Godbold about this.
Oh, yeah, the Bucky.
It's disc golf.
Oh, I'm
don't
sorry.
Don't say frisbee.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to offend the listeners. Thank you.
Let me help you there. It's disc golf.
I'm going to get a sticker frisbee. Now in the back of my car just to make sure I'm good with everybody. Hey, I'm going to educate everybody.
And a frisbee.
Really? These throw pillows, it takes me about 3.5 minutes additional to get ready for bed because I got to throw pillows out.
Yeah, it makes no sense, man.
I've got it down. I've turned it into a workout. I throw like six with my right hand, and then I throw like seven with my left arm.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got them down where they got to – I throw them into the corner.
Really?
And then in the morning –
And then you
got
to put them in a certain place, wherever you place them, so they don't fall over.
Well, that's right.
And then they get dirty.
Because they get
the
dirty.
Ground.
Let me tell you something.
I'm telling you, but it's interesting. As I'm 35, you know, and I've been with my wife for almost 8 years now, and one of the – biggest things I've learned is just like compromise and just say, this is what she wants. This is what matters to her. I can't understand it. I'll never understand it, but I just accept it.
I love that. I love That's her good. For a bit. Like Miss Beth wanted some more coffee this morning. Yeah. I made another pot. She thought I'd shorten the pot because I was trying to save coffee. And she said, why do you make such little coffee? And I said, okay. And so I just got on in there.
I'm listening to you, honey.
You guys are awesome men. Let me tell you something. About,
you're not?
I'm learning. I'm trying to become it. I say yes to about 92.5% of everything. After the 92%, I just look up and go, mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
but I think that's fair.
Not anymore.
I think that's fair.
And you should see the look on Miss Elizabeth's face. she looks at you. You know how a dog looks at you and turns his head? and then she continues to get
I've got me. Sam Ehlinger having a breakout game tonight, making an overtime pass into the corner for the Longhorns to win.
In the corner.
That's right.
Man, you
for the Longhorns
up.
To win.
One of those 23, one of those 17. Corner routes where you have to review it over and over just to make sure.
Yeah.
You know,
to
that's
LJ.
A touchdown.
That tight.
To LJ.
Yeah.
Or Colin now.
That's true. But here's what I think. I think Ehlinger saw what Mon did last year or last week with.
I see. There you go.
With Rodgers, where you had just a small window. I think the young man's growing up, just like you said, the offensive line. Now, look, you got to argue both sides of this. You know, sure. I served in North Africa as a diplomat, and one of the things they teach is you got to be able to argue compassionately on both sides, empathy, authentic empathy. Hey, look, and there's a game plan for this, obviously. Mm-hmm. You got a freshman quarterback coming in for USC.
That's right.
I did not like the fact that they were stacking the house last night at USC in front of our Capitol having a dadgum pep rally.
Oh, my goodness.
But they're growing up, too. So you got two teams coming together, and I think it's going to be an overtime game. 23-17, Ehlinger, Joe.
Today he gets blitzed mercilessly. Like, it's going to – there's not going to be the mercy.
Sam?
No, Orlando's going to blitz him.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get after him tonight.
Well, look, and when you look at Jerry's World, you know, how does Gary Patterson have such great defenses? And you're going to see that today. Look, they are vulnerable to the deep ball, no question about it, but it's because Gary Patterson shrinks the field from 100 down to about 50. So you're only playing in 50 yards when you're playing him. So any jet sweeps, any bubbles, any screens, that they blow that up in a hurry. Now, that's because they put that safety, they put that corner right there standing at a 45-degree angle. They give him guidance, don't go till you know, and it's like bring it, don't sing it. And he's got to stand there to the last second before he commits one way or another. Well, he's got to be smart, he's got to be rehearsed, and he's got to be repped so much, that's not right. only physically but mentally, so that when he does go, he knows.
He's playing the game
he's
before
committed.
The game.
When TCU knows. Is beaten deep, when you beat them deep for a long ball, which they're susceptible to occurring, I was telling just somebody about this, they're going to get beat deep one or two times a game. Gary's willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to get these little – we're not going to have any
– dink and dunk.
No, that stuff ain't happening in as we're spitting blood. Look, I've got to make my bed in the morning after I throw all the throw pillows off the night before, and I got to make my bed because I want to change the world. So I make my bed, then I got to throw the pillows back on. So that's a morning workout.
I should let my kids come over. They would love those throw pillows. They'd be all over the place.
Oh my God!
They'd be in the garage, in the front yard.
Hey, we're gonna sell some of these jokers. We've got J.R. Martinez in here.
You can have a yard sale.
No question. J.R. Martinez, who's just we're gonna have him back in here because you got to hear this story. We're gonna break it down a little more. He's a motivational speaker now. You know him most for being a season 13 champion on Dancing with the Stars. And if you watch All My Children, Huevos, I know you're a big fan. You record
huge,
that
huge
TiVo
yeah.
all
Erica,
the time.
Erica Kane
and,
every single day.
What was your character's name again? Remind me.
It's the worst name.
What was it?
It's Brot Monroe.
B-R-O-T.
Brot Monroe.
I'm going to cook some brats.
I said, that's what I and I came on, when they told me that was my name, I was on set, and I said, you know, and this is kind of the dark humor you develop after you go through something like this. I mean, you just develop dark humor, and the rest of the world, they're already trying to kind of understand how to interact with you because they're like, should we walk on eggshells around him?
Yeah.
You know, but then when the dark humor comes out, it really makes people uncomfortable. And then you start laughing, then they're like, okay,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, why? Like, brat? Like, is that like a bratwurst? Like a burnt? Like, what is this, man? Like, why brat? And it turns out it's actually, there's a story behind it that one of the writers, actually, I think he was the head writer at the time, he had a nephew, if I'm not mistaken. Was name was Brot, and he had passed away, I think he passed away, or he was like trying to like you know honor him, or something had happened, something tragic. So he just, I carried something, but at first it was just like Brot. I didn't know the backstory.
But for you to say that, I mean, Webels, I'm sure you this morning were like, okay, how do I talk to J.R. Martinez? You know, he's blown up in Iraq, has what 34% of your body,
34,
severe
yes, sir.
Burns. And here he becomes, you know.
Well, he didn't have much of a choice. I walked to him. I said, "So, Huevos."
I was like, "Where'd you get your name?"
But I just said, "Huevos, how'd you get that, man? How'd you get the name?" You know. And then he kind of told me
loves Huevos Ranchos.
I tell you what, I love
Huevos Ranchos.
Hey, I just want to say before I forget, because I've kind of short term memory sometimes. Like, I want to thank that listener that suggested that I should really check out that Westlake Lake Travis game. I think that's what I want. I want you guys. I'm gonna ask you guys for guidance on air, off air. Where should I take my family? What football games? I want to go to UT games. What should I be doing? What should I stay away from?
You're in. You're in.
I mean, I did the you know downtown you know Austin when I was 22, 23, and no more. That's rough.
He's never been to a Texas high school football game.
Oh man.
So
no, I haven't.
And
make
so
that game your first one.
Yeah.
And so,
but then do I have to like get there? How many hours in
you
advance?
You didn't get there early.
Do I
they
need
tell
to
buy
everything.
Your tickets in advance
yeah.
too?
Oh really? So they're probably sold out at this.
Sometimes the high school football ticket is more valuable than a college.
Oh yeah.
Big time university.
Man.
Football ticket. It just depends on the saison.
That's right.
It's coming up October 12th.
October
at Westlake. So right down
the road.
So get
your throw
pillows
organized.
We should say October 13th for everyone listening so they start looking for the ticket
October
13th.
It's October 13th.
That way
guys.
The ticket's available for me on the 12th, right? That's how that works. All right.
Hey, we're back from the banks at 360 on a 7 o'clock kick between the Trojans and the Horns, which I predict is going to go to overtime. 23-17. Ellinger's going to hit LJ in the back right corner for the game winner, and they might even rush the field, CDC, so have a plan in place. We'll see you on the backside.
The Texas Wine of the Week.
Yeah, turn that up. It makes everybody happy. Really, really. It's the Benchmark Business Solution Texas Wine of the Week. Turn that up a little bit because we know that you were driving in here listening to that, and that song makes you smile. Hey, everybody. Really, really smile from the banks of 360. Oh, yeah. Texas Wine of the Week comes from Dukeman from Driftwood, Texas. The Dukeman family, Tribbiano, 2016. Why Dukeman? Dave Riley is the winemaker at Dukeman. He's in the vineyard right now harvesting. It's harvest time in the great state, harvesting grapes. Callies have already done it. We're just getting started here in the great state. And we're about to win. And we're about to beat the Callies in their wine. And we're about to beat the Callies tonight. on the gridiron. Dukeman Family Winery. David Riley, the winemaker, we were going to have him on live because why Dukeman? Because Mr. Dukeman, Dr. Dukeman, like Dr. Bishop, Dr. O, you're like Dr. O. You got Dr. Oz and you got Dr. O. We got Dr. O. We got J.R. Martinez in here too.
Dr. O.B.
But Dukeman, Dr. Dukeman, Driftwood, Texas, who started the Dukeman Family Winery, one of the most famous Dukeman, you know, one of the famous Texas wineries here in Central Texas. When JR, we got to take you and your wife out on one of these trips. You're not going to believe it. But, you know, we were at Johnny Carrabba's, and I ambushed Johnny at his home and said, "Hey, Mr. Johnny, how many Texas wines do you have in Carrabba's?" And he didn't stutter. He came right back. He said, "We have two, and they're both Dukemans."
Wow.
So when you're in Carrabba's, ask for a Dukeman wine because they're the Texas wine of the week, and Johnny Carrabba is serving Texas wines. All you restaurant owners here in the great state, the Grove, let's carry some more Texas wines. They're award-winning. Why are we thumbing our nose at our own award-winning Texas winemakers? That's what you got to know about here, J.R. Martinez.
I know what I'm buying on my way home.
Dukeman, baby.
I'll watch the game tonight, have a little bit of Dukeman.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, it looks like Dutchman, but it's pronounced Dukeman.
Okay.
And it's in Driftwood.
I'm glad you said that first because I would have messed it up.
I was like, I'll mess that up.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it first because I probably would have said Dutchman, and then I would have got a Twitter reply. I would have got...
I get it all the time. I'm called Doctor, but I misspell words in my post. I think too fast before I say it. It happens all the time.
Let me tell you who's not going to think too fast. The game's going to slow down for him tonight, and that's Sammy Ellinger. He's going to, in overtime, in the second round of overtime tonight, Sammy's going to hit LJ in the back right corner. Longhorns are going to win 23-17 in overtime.
He's going to do it with his legs.
Earlier in the game,
he's going to do it with his legs early in the game, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough bringing him down.
Slide when you need to slide. Quick step when you need to quick step.
Oh, baby.
That's right.
J.R. Martinez, he knows about the quick step.
Oh, baby.
Big O knows about the quick step.
That's right.
Huevos, you quick step into a dish of Huevos Ranchos
every Saturday.
Every Saturday, Bevo Boulevard will be lit. Really, really, it will be. So get on in there and get on in there. Now, J.R. Martinez, you're going to come back and join us. I mean, welcome
absolutely.
To Austin, by the way. Yeah. Welcome to the great state.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, for sharing your stage with me, your platform. This is really awesome. You know, love being on the show and definitely going to be dialing in, you know, from here on out, whether I'm here or not, you know, but big fan of what the both of you are doing. And, you know, it was really cool. Like, you know, last week I met Dr. O at the car wash and he came up to me and, you know, we started, you know,
car wash music.
Yeah. We started rapping and he was like, "Hey man, you know, we gotta, let's have you on." And he's like, "You're going to love the Colonel." And and then
Craig. Yep.
No. It's that'll never grow away.
No.
It is what it is. And thank you guys so much. I'm looking forward to listening to the two of you, but then also just being in Texas, you know, being here in Austin area and really kind of taking in everything this great city has to offer, because it's changed a lot since I was here. When I was in San Antonio, Texas, it's changed significantly.
JR, so. You have a sweet spirit, man, and there's beauty in your scars.
Thank you, sir.
There's a story in there.
There's a lot of plastic surgery in these scars, too. That's why there's beauty.
I saw some of the skin graft and all this, but you know, when I look at you, JR, I don't even see scars.
Nah.
Do you see Seal?
No, not until you said that.
No, I see JR,
man. I'm like, I see a little resilience.
And not to get too deep, but, you know, this is kind of one of the biggest things I share with people that have any sort of insecurity or physical scar, right, that they're not necessarily proud of yet, you know. I say yet because I think it comes around.
There you go.
And I tell people all the time, it's no different than if you see somebody walking around the store and they got their head down, they got a hoodie up, and, you know, you're kind of like, what's going on with them? You're kind of curious, and you kind of tend to kind of stare at them a little bit longer. But if I just walked around, you know, kind of exposed and just saying hi, just kind of went about, people are like, hi, and they don't think anything.
Some of it's not on you.
They don't stay. Yeah,
I do that because I'm a big man. I'm like Shrek, right? It's like Shrek, and I have a wife that's extremely beautiful.
I'm in studio with Webo, so like Shrek, and Seal this morning.
I'm telling you,
so,
man.
So you just put people at ease. You know?
You do. It goes back to what we talked about, being in the locker room and being on a team.
That's right.
That's a great point. Freshman.
Like, you have to, freshman, sophomore, junior.
JUCO transfer.
Like, it doesn't matter what you are. You have, every single one of us have a platform and an opportunity to be an educator.
That's awesome.
J.R. Martinez.
What a show.
He's a champion. Big O, you're a champion.
And go Horns!
Go Horns, 23-17 in overtime. What do you got, Big O?
I think it's going to be it's a wet game. 12 miss going to be a miss kick. 12.
Jared, what do you got?
17.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be much in the air, right? Because it is a wet game.
23-17, Longhorns in overtime. Ellinger to LJ. Huevos, great job tonight. Hook them. See you on the backside.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps.